forgive. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
That's right. We're not ready to make nice. We're not ready to back down, folks. This is the American Awakening. Tim Wingate sitting in for the recovering Michael Herzog, who will be back on Monday. So make sure that you tune in on Monday for Michael's show. Tomorrow, from noon to 2 o'clock, I and Fred Smart will be doing Seize Liberty. Right here on RBN, we're going to be talking about, of course, some of the recent developments as far as John McCain and Ron Paul, what's going on with the Ron Paul campaign, and you know, numerous other things that'll be coming up and we'll be talking about, and we'll be talking about some practical applications on how you can seize liberty for yourself and for your family. I have a friend of mine who I asked to join us for this second hour. Oh, by the way, I got to go back a second here. Most of you, I know would have liked to have had Tom on a lot longer, but Tom's only got one phone line. And so while he's on, we heard at least four attempts, people calling him anyway, which means possible business. So Tom comes on for an hour, and then he goes and he tries to answer the calls and make some sales of his hemp product. So one of these days, once he gets another phone line that can handle grabbing messages, maybe we can have him on for a couple hours tops. But we'll see how it goes. Anyway, my friend, would John, you know, what should we call you, Reverend John?
Reverend Nash Metro. That's what I go by at my reverend name. And I want to say, it's funny that you had a hemp products guy on before me. I didn't hear any of that, but when I was on hold listening to that music, I didn't know whether I was supposed to be lighting up a doobie or getting my soul saved. You know, it was just kind of hippie-like, you know.
Oh, no, but
music,
I tell you,
I'm listening to the words, and I'm thinking, I didn't know if I was supposed to put my pants on and get down and pray or what, you know.
No, you know, although a couple weeks ago, I did have Chief Wannadoobie on.
Oh, yeah, Chief Wannadoobie, who was too radical for the freedom-loving Libertarian Party.
Yeah,
They won't let him on his ballot now, even though he's probably, well, another story, but yeah, no, that's good.
Right. And Chief, of course, you know, is dealing with his specific issues, you know, associated with the hemp product. Of course, he was growing medical marijuana.
Right,
On his own land, and of course, our wonderful fascist federal government decided that, you know, we're not going to let that happen either.
Right.
And so anyway, so we're going to call you Nash Metropolitan.
Nash Metro for short. Reverend Nash Metropolitan is the formal name. Nash Metro is the
Nash Metro,
you know, the casual name.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, my friend John and I, we've known each other for some time, and we would commiserate on a regular basis philosophically about issues, and we both have been past members of the Big L Libertarian Party.
Yeah.
And we have let our membership lapse, and maybe we'll get into some of the reasons why on that as well. Anyway, folks, we've got a break coming up here. We will be back in 3 minutes, so don't go anywhere, because we're going to start ripping into some of these sacred cows. And I think you're going to find that informative. Stick with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes here on RBN.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, everybody, we're back. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon. Tim Wingate here, sitting in for Michael Herzog, who's on the recovery road, talking with my friend here, John, who likes to also be known as Nash Metro.
Reverend.
Reverend. Reverend Nash Metro.
That's my official ordained name.
Oh, I didn't realize it.
Now, that's my log with the Church of the Subgenius ordained name.
Oh, the Church of the Subgenius. It's one of the subjects we want to get into is some of the... I like to call them faux religions, but they are actually...
You mean like Islam and Christianity and...
Oh. Well, you know, it depends, if they're 501c3s, then I...
Yeah. Well, what I like about the Church of the Subgenius is that it's a for-profit church. Bob was a for-profit prophet, so, it's all about money. And they're honest about it, not like the other churches.
Right. You know, I wanted to get into a little bit of some of the current events, and from the light of let's say a small L libertarian viewpoint, if you will. I'm not even sure how would you describe yourself, John?
Your political philosophy.
If that,
I kind of bounce around as descriptions like between an agorist and an anarcho-capitalist and a voluntarist. I'm kind of lately, leaning towards the Wendy McElroy type anarchism, where decentralized power, no governments, But if you want to have a little community over there that practices socialism, and I want to have a little community over here that practices completely voluntary interactions, and you want to have a theocracy over there, you know, that's fine.
Okay.
But as for one, you know, decentralize it as much as possible. No overruling power, and interactions being voluntary. If you voluntarily want to live in a socialist society, go do it, you know, but don't make me do it.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the heart of volunteerism, is that we'll do anything we want to volunteer for, but don't volunteer me.
Right. Exactly, you know, and even with on a political level now, I mean, we've got somebody who really is a great candidate, Ron Paul, running for president, and it's neat that he's out there, you know, supporting these views, these freedom views, which I agree with him maybe 80%. But even that, we're voting, and I voted for him in the primary. You know, I'm a hypocrite, you know, because I voted for him in the primary. But even then, I'm voting for a guy. I've given a guy the authority to hold a gun to my head. Now, granted, Ron Paul says and probably would never use that gun. But when you're voting for somebody, no matter what, you know, when you're voting for somebody to be in charge of this military and be in charge of all this government, you're basically voting for somebody that, giving them the permission to hold a gun to your head. If you don't, you know, do what the government wants.
Right, you know? And that ultimately is the, I guess you could say, is the essence of political power or government.
Right. I mean, even George Washington said, you know, what government is force, you know, and exactly, that's what it comes down to. And, you know, I happen to believe that every president since George, including George Washington, should have been impeached. You know, I didn't like what George Washington did with the Whiskey Rebellion, but at least, you know, he set a precedent. You know, he understood government is force, and it's dangerous. Government is dangerous. And he also stepped down from the presidency. You know, they basically wanted to coronate him. He could have done a Roosevelt as long as he lived. You know, getting reelected, but he stepped down after two terms. And you got to respect that. That's unusual in a politician.
Well, you know, if America ever came close to the old Roman Republic ideal of Cincinnaticus, it was Washington.
Yeah.
He didn't.
And that's
go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. That's another issue I've been having with the Ron Paul campaign. It's great that he's out there, and he's great. He's the only one speaking sense in these debates, you know. And of course, they have to mock him because they have no retort, you know. So they just have to mock and roll their eyes and humph like Chris Matthews does, and roll their eyes like John McCain does, and so forth. One thing about this Ron Paul campaign, which I found really interesting, you know, he wants to get back to the Constitution, you know.
Right.
But, well, yeah, we'll get back to the Constitution, but we won't have the slavery. We'll let women vote. You know, we'll take away the 16th Amendment, you know. So it's kind of like a retro thing. You know, we're going to get back to the good old days, but they really weren't that good. We're going to change them a little bit, but let's get back to them, you know. And I find that a little unrealistic. I find that even more unrealistic than anarcho-capitalism. Because, you know, we had the good old days, and they really weren't that good, you know. And
well, yeah, a lot of people were disenfranchised, and the reason they were good for some people is because it was on the backs of others.
Yeah, yeah, if you're, you know, exactly. If you were me, you know, educated, propertied white male, you know, they were great. But in a lot of ways, they weren't that good. You know, there was slavery, there was disenfranchisement.
We've been growing as a society. We've been looking at that, realizing that that's not necessarily, you know, that is not the way to be. Any form of slavery is egregious, no matter what.
Yeah.
And we're no longer, you know, we have at least grown that way. But the counterbalance to that, though, is that we have created this strong central government to enforce these viewpoints.
Right.
Now, I'm not against the viewpoints. I put up on an interesting article by Jim Powell that actually got published on Cato's website. And, you know, of course, you probably feel the same way I do about Cato Institute.
Right.
You know, I think they're just a kind of a bunch of aristocratical libertarian warmongers.
Right. They want to talk about liberty, but they also want to be there sucking at the teat of power. You know, it's a real contradiction. They want to be included in the elite, but, you know, they're going to play this game that they're bashing the elite while they're doing it, you know, which, you know, but anyway.
Yeah. Well, Jim Powell wrote this really, really excellent article, and I put it up on freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com, and it was, and I titled it this, Why the Union Was Wrong for the Right Reason and the Confederacy Was Right for the Wrong Reason.
Mm-hmm.
The roots of the Republican Party's power and strength lies in the self-justified use of violence with an end justifies the means mentality.
Right.
And what they've never learned is that their short-term gains have never outweighed the long-term misery and suffering that their hypocrisy has imposed on the survivors.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, that's absolutely right.
So they don't get it, and that if you repress people, and you don't commit genocide, there will be members of those people who survive who will resent what was done and will figure out ways to thwart, undermine, or eventually get even with you. That's human nature. I don't know why we can't recognize that.
And we just saw it yesterday in St. Louis, suburb of St. Louis, Kirkwood. You know, another Carl Draga story from what I've been hearing. This guy,
You got some insight on that? Because I've been trying to find out. Granted, I've been busy doing a few other things. I haven't found out why this guy did it. You know, the regular, old news media, as we call them, you know,
well,
the controlled news.
I caught
news.
An interview with his brother on MSNBC this morning.
Okay.
And it sounds to me, of course, it sounds to me like a Carl Draga story. The brother was very... Actually, the brother is very good. Of course, the interviewer that Alex Witt, I think his name was, was being respectful but sort of mocking him. But I guess this guy had been through a series of run-ins with the local government. I think regarding building codes, you know, the things he was doing to his property, and he tried to fight him, tried to do it the right way through the courts, you know, and he just recently lost a civil rights case against the local government.
Mm-hmm.
And the brother said, you know, the brother said, well, he was at war. He said, this was an act of war. And, the interviewer was taken back a little bit, and he says, no, it was an act of war. He went in, he took out their defenses, and he went after the people he was at war with.
Yeah. You
know, he's been fighting them for years, and basically, you know, that, and it was a...
Well, not to justify what the guy did, but I was under the impression that some bystanders were harmed.
I don't know.
I know some
policemen were killed, I think.
Right.
And then,
I think some other people in the crowd might have been, and the mayor was wounded.
Yeah, the mayor was wounded, and the report now, what they're saying now is that he stood up and said, kill the mayor. But it was interesting, and I wish, you know, it's one of those other things that... You know, just like around 9/11, it's the same sort of experience where I wish I would have had a tape going. Because the initial reports that came out, what they said he shouted, I wish I could remember it. But it wasn't kill the mayor. It was something that was almost didn't make any sense, you know.
Well, you know, the same thing happened also with Oklahoma City, you know, the initial reports. Fortunately, people are taping these things, and it'll probably make its way to YouTube at some point. I wanted to make mention to our listeners who may not be familiar with Carl Draga. You can easily look him up on Google. Wikipedia's got an information thing on it. Vin Sapwinowitz, who's one of my favorite writers, he wrote a series of stories and books and articles and essays and whatever called The Ballad of Carl Draga. And basically, Carl was an old guy who just had been railroaded and ramrodded and harassed by petty local municipal officials. And he didn't see any way out, and he ended up going down in a shootout. Which, you know, is not the way to do it, folks. That's not the way to go. and it's a sad situation like that happens. So you might be right. It might have been a Carl Draga situation, but anyway, we'll be talking a little bit more, and we want to get into some of the stuff about, you know, libertarianism, and
right.
We'll go on from there, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes here on The American Awakening. Don't go anywhere.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Okay, everybody, we're back. Hey, John, got a caller on the line who's been calling since almost the beginning of the show. Let's go see what Roger has to say. Hey, Roger, welcome to the show.
Yes, thanks. I'd like to empower your supposedly appreciative listeners to dirt easy warfare in the marketplace of ideas, and I do want you to get back to your shtick there. But just, it's very important for purposes to ignore the fact that Ron Paul is neither perfect nor our Messiah, nor is the Constitution necessarily per se. But we should forget that. Now, see, I'm going to, with as little as maybe 2 or 3 minutes of hog time here, we need to extend this in the future into maybe a full hour-long seminar, maybe call in question and answers towards the end, about how, I'm just going to lay out a worst-case scenario here by citing maybe the worst, most screened and triple-filtered station in the whole USA, that being WABC in New York.
Okay, what's your point, Roger? What do you want to say?
Now, in the last 3 months, I've managed to get on there about 7 or 8 times with brutally incisive, powerful plugs for Ron Paul, simultaneous with exposing the intellectual and constitutional bankruptcy of that slop they're peddling.
Okay. And
now, how is it I I managed to pull that off is that, well, I really haven't hardly been trying, okay?
Well, Roger, you've got me confused. I'm not sure what you're trying to get across to us. Do you have a question or what?
I'm talking about how easy, important, and necessary it is to penetrate. These shows are almost all very...
Oh, I got you. You're talking about something that I coined years ago. It was called radio activism. And that is you coordinate or you just get in and you try calling these stations and getting the information out using their airtime.
Yeah, and, you know, use their own queer channel media against them. And it's just so easy to do. Now, I bet you right now you have at least anywhere from several hundred to 1,000 listeners in that market alone. And this isn't about WABC in New York. This is much less me.
Right, right. But what's the message? What's the message? Because, you know, a lot of times you only got 30 seconds.
The message is that if just two or three of your listeners follow through, that may even be more than enough just in that market alone, let alone nationwide, to actually, believe it or not, get Ron Paul elected.
Well, how would that happen?
Well, it's just a single, it's hard to get traction with just a single caller. But just two or three follow-on calls, and don't wait for the first guy to call in.
So I got it. In other words, you get somebody on there, and basically they say something positive about Ron Paul. They get cut off. Somebody else follows up with something else, and you basically challenge the host, providing you can get through the screeners, right?
They're the worst screeners. I get on repeatedly, to my surprise, with that disgusting Mark Simone. He fills in for Sean Sanity, you know, that being one step removed from total insanity.
Okay.
I get on repeatedly with Larry Kudlow, Bob Brinker, these Wall Street...
All right. You know, Roger, thank you. That's an excellent thing. I want to thank you for the call. Roger's got a good point about doing radio activism. If you want to try and get a point across, if you want to try and influence multiple amounts of people, it's kind of like putting up a billboard. But you also got to remember there are certain kind of people that listen to those stations, and, you know, we got to be honest. You never know exactly who's listening depending on the show. People have faithful listeners. They listen because they like what the host is saying, and so they're kind of, you know, of the same mindset, and you hope to say something to jumble them up a little bit. John, what do you think about what Roger had to say as far as a way of trying to influence and activate people?
You know, I like it. I liked your idea of radio activism when you first talked to me about it and all that, but the problem I see with that, and with a lot of the things that Ron Paul supporters have been doing in this campaign, is that this isn't a general election. This is a Republican primary. And the people the people that needed to be swayed were the Republican precinct captains, the township committeemen, you know, the county party officers, that sort of people. And that's a tough nut to crack when you have Ron Paul's message, because those people, from my experience, I mean, I was a Republican precinct captain. Those people, I mean, I wasn't a patronage worker, but a lot of them are. When you're speaking a Ron Paul message, you're talking about cutting off the trough. You're talking about cutting off the money train.
Isn't that what happens with these? You look historically at the rise of strong central state governments, that they hand out the patronage to people, and it gets. It seems to me I saw not too long ago that United States government is becoming the largest employer in the country.
Yeah, I've read that too.
No, when everybody is working for the government, no one's going to want to question it. No one's going to want to say we need to have change.
Yeah, or even... exactly. You know, and look at all the people we know. I mean, you know more hardcore people than I do, but of all the people I know involved with the freedom movement, there's only one person that really lives it, lives off the grid, And the whole shot, you know, lives under the radar and does it, and, you know, and of all the people, it's a tough decision to make, you know. And
it's a hard decision to make.
Yeah, you know, and you know, if you're married, you have some kids, you want to give them a good life and all that, and And, you know, here comes Ron Paul, and he wants to take away, you know, ultimately cut off your government paycheck.
Yeah.
You know,
hey, John,
do
hang on to that thought. We got the music coming up. Folks, we're going to be back after the bottom of the hour here on RBN on The American Awakening. Tim Wingate sitting in for Michael Herzog. Stick with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Okay, America, we're back. Tim Wingate here on The American Awakening with my friend, Reverend John Nash Metro. Listen, John, before we went to the break, you were talking about not being hypocritical. You're talking about living the walking the talk. Let's just put it that way. Some people who believe that government is just absolutely wrong, and I'm a big fan of Lysander Spooner. I think Lysander Spooner's essay on no treason, the Constitution of no authority, is absolutely one of the premier pieces of philosophical wisdom when it comes to this application of government and what government is. And to actually live off of the grid and to drop out, that, as you said, that's a big sacrifice and it's not practical for most people.
Right.
And this is why I think Ron Paul has hit a responsive chord in those of us who are aware and are recognizing that there is something terribly, terribly wrong with the direction that this country has gone. In fact, it seems to me that the way the politicians in Washington live and the way that they want us to run is completely opposite of what they espouse.
Right, yeah, yeah. What do you mean by that? Completely opposite of what they espouse?
Well, you know, they talk about the Constitution. And they talk about constitutionalism. They talk about freedom and all these, these great ideals.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
All these great ideals, but yet when somebody opposes their version of it, that person's a criminal. He's a felon.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a terrorist.
Right. Terrorist.
And in fact, it's just like what Mitt Romney said. It astounded me, his speech yesterday, that he equated opposing the Republican Party with being soft on terrorism.
You know, exactly. And I remember getting kicked off of a discussion once that I was brought into by accident, an online discussion about the state of the Republican Party in the state I live in, which is a complete shambles, you know. And I quoted from 1984 about the party. You know, the party comes first. The party is all powerful. We must support the party and all this. And that again, I think, is a problem with the Ron Paul campaign, and why I was a little discouraged from the beginning about it. Is that's how these people view their party. It's almost like, you know, my family's Catholic, and my parents are very active in the Catholic Church. And I remember having a discussion with my mother about politics, especially when I got involved in libertarian politics. It really was, she equated it with leaving the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, so you're saying George Bush is the Pope? She's saying, well, in a way, yeah, he's the leader, you know? And, you know, so that's a whole other realm of
a form of cognitive
force, you know?
I think it's a form of cognitive dysfunction, actually.
Or maybe at the very least,
wouldn't you say cognitive dissonance? Holding two opposite opinions simultaneously and trying to somehow walk in the middle between them?
From my personal experience, I don't know if it is, because the views of the people I know that are heavy in the Republican Party, you know, their view of freedom includes, you know, them being free, but don't, you know, don't act in a way I don't like. You know, I'm going to be free, but, you know, if you want to self-medicate, you're going to go to prison. You know, I want to be free, but, you know, if my president wants to go invade a country because, you know, he's got to help out his oil buddies in the military-industrial complex, well, you know, as long as I'm free, that's fine. You know, I mean, I don't think they're holding contrary opinions. I think they really think.
Oh, okay.
You know,
well, maybe that's part of the problem, you know, because I've looked at it as hypocritical. Well, maybe they're not being hypocrites because they really don't believe. Well, how could they? Well, then maybe what they say they believe in has a different meaning.
Exactly.
Ah,
yeah. You know.
It's kind of like the idea that we were told years ago when we were fighting against the Soviet Union. And when they said that they wanted peace, they basically meant an absence of war, and that meant an absence of conflict. That meant that everybody did everything their way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, but there really has never been an absence of war. You know,
right.
Even during the so-called Cold War, we were at war the whole time, you know,
right.
in different ways. You know, I just watched a biography channel show on John McCain last night, and saw what he went through in Vietnam.
Sure.
Which, you know, on one hand, boy, you've got to respect what those guys did and what they went through. But on the other hand, why did we have to make them go through that? You know, what was accomplished? You know, and we're doing the same thing now in Iraq. You know, you got to respect our soldiers over there. You know, I'm a veteran. Fortunately, I never saw combat, but, you know, why do we make...
Served your times.
I served my time. I kind of did what George Patton would have called shovel and poop in Louisiana, you know. But you know, I served my time, and it's
right.
Boy, getting off on the topic. I don't mean to interrupt, but what I really, really wanted to get into, especially after the comments I made regarding the shooting in St. Louis, was about libertarianism.
Oh, please, please. In fact, I was going to just jump into that as well as soon as you were finished with what you were saying.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just go ahead and do that. And what is wrong with libertarianism now?
Oh, well, I think what's wrong with it is that, you know, it's based upon, to me, libertarianism is based upon the notion that you do not, you know, the non-initiation of force principle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do not use force to achieve, to gain your political or social goals,
okay,
or individual goals. And it doesn't mean you can't defend yourself, of course. And then and you and I talk for hours and hours about, you know, what's that line? You know, what defines force or aggression? But,
well, yeah, because the question comes down to is if you're, I think we used the, we talked the other day, we talked about Japan. How we granted Japan was an aggressor in Asia, but we also then involved in cutting off their gasoline supply,
mm-hmm,
their oil supply,
mm-hmm,
which then they made noises, and we know good and well that FDR knew that they were going to possibly bomb Pearl Harbor. And we basically, we goaded them into doing that, which is something that's the history of the American government. The Mexican-American War.
Right. And even last year it came out that the Gulf of Tonkin incident was a created, you know, piece of propaganda. You know, it never really happened. And, you know, to get us into that war. You know, and you can go on and on with the wars we've been into, even the first Gulf War, which I was involved with in the periphery, you know,
right?
You know, there's some credible sources I've read that said we told Hussein, you know, let's go ahead, do what you got to do. It's an Arab thing. We're staying out of it, you know.
And then when he went ahead and did it, then we wanted to smack his hand,
right?
Or bomb his head,
exactly.
Or whatever. So back to libertarianism. Granted, initially the idea of no initiation of force, but.
I think the problem with the Libertarian Party is that, you know, there's a non-initiation force, and there are a lot of good people who I respect the heck out of in the Libertarian Party. But it's like you pointed out to me at one of the first conventions I was at, I think it was that, you know, the guys, you know, all the big shots in the Libertarian Party want to wear these suits. You know, there's 20 people sitting in a room at the state convention, you know, and the ones with suits, you pointed out, those are the guys you got to watch out for. You know, the Libertarian Party is supposed to be based on this non-aggression principle, but they want to control. They want to get hold of the aggression. You know, they want to control when they talk, they want to be in power. You know?
Well, didn't we? We had a the way I understand the Libertarian Party, and one of the reasons I never re-upped after the first initial year or two. Didn't re-up was this, they had a lot of, what would we call them, Republicarians? You know, they're they were libertarian-minded, but yet they had went away from this idea of non-initiation of force. They're basically Republicans.
Right. They're Republicans that didn't want to put the time in to become people in power in the Republican Party, so they jumped over to the Libertarian Party, and, you know, all you have to do is sign your name and raise your hand saying, I'll be state chair, and they'll be like, take it, because there's not enough people, and people that have been doing it for years are tired of
right.
it, you know.
Well, wasn't there a big split, though, in the party fairly recently over this whole issue of the non-initiation of force?
I guess that's a good way to describe it. I wasn't at that convention and all that.
Well, the Portland convention was the one I remember.
When they gutted the convention, they gutted the convention, and they gutted the platform, and trying to make their freedom message more palpable, which I think is one of the good things about the Ron Paul campaign,
right,
is that he has not watered down a thing in his message. And he's gotten more support and been more successful than any Libertarian candidate ever. And the Libertarian Party and the Libertarian candidates are so concerned about trying to appear proper and mainstream, so they water down the message, they gut their platform, they try to go the whole mainstream respectable route with their views because they really think the Libertarian Party views are too radical or too, you know. But here's Ron Paul, and Ron Paul, you know, love him or hate him, you got to give him credit. He doesn't mince words. He doesn't water it down.
Yeah, I loved him in the Reagan library debate, you know, all of the, what, 7.5 minutes maybe that they gave him out of the whole time, he just laid into those guys for being a bunch of warmongers. And this is the thing that, gets me. And most people, I don't know, folks, if you're aware of this, but the Ron Paul ran for the presidency on the Libertarian Party ticket in 88. Now, he's been a lifelong Republican. But he went ahead and joined.
He's also a lifetime member of the Libertarian Party.
Yes, that's right, too. See, because Republicanism, not Republican Partyism, Republicanism is basically Libertarianism. And most people don't realize that. The Republican Party, and this is one of the things Ron Paul talks about, and others have talked about, not only Ron Paul, the Republican Party has left its roots.
Right.
It's gone off a different direction. Some people believe it's a good 90 degrees, at the very least. It's gone from the direction that the party was established with. Now, I you know, once again, we get into the idea of political parties and the necessity of government. And, you know, both you and I like Stefan Molyneux. And, you know, his writings and his talkings, I don't agree with him 100%, but I like a lot of his stuff from the aspect of the minarchist or anarchist position of, and folks, anarchy and anarchism has nothing to do with chaos. It just means an absence of rule.
Right.
That's all
and
it means.
Without archy ruler, right?
Right, right. And that means that people are self-governing, and that's why we're talking about this non-initiation of force issue, because that is the premise, that's the cornerstone, if you will, of, we used to say it this way, John, my rights extend to the point where my fist hits your nose, then it's no longer my rights.
Yeah.
And that is that we're not supposed to be going out and initiating force against one, at least not political force, because you think of all the evils that government has done, and it's based on, like you said, putting a gun to your head and saying you're going to do it or we'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Walter Williams, a great writer, a guy who used to sub even for Rush Limbaugh till Limbaugh went off the deep end. Maybe he was never... Not on the deep end, but
that's the only time I would listen to Rush Limbaugh's show was when Walter Williams was subbing.
Yeah, and Walter Williams basically wrote a great article that if you don't put your seatbelt on, the government will kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And his premise was the evil of government is that government basically says you will do what we say to do, even in the minutia of your life. Or, if you resist and keep on resisting, we will kill you. And I don't have that right to do that to you. Why? You know, what is government but the accumulated rights of the individuals, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't even agree with that. I think government
Oh, you don't? Okay, good.
I think government is a criminal enterprise.
Oh.
You know? I that's not an original thought. That's I get from a woman named Catherine Austin Fitz, who's a fascinating. You know, I catch her sometimes on the radio on Coast to Coast AM, fascinating stuff. And she worked at the heart of government. You know, and that's her experience at the heart of government. And I think it was the Reagan administration and part of the early Bush. You know, convinced her that government is a criminal enterprise. And I really do think it is just a legitimized. Organized crime.
Right. Well, okay. You know, we philosophically we can agree with that, but the fact of the matter is we got to live with it, and we have to live in this system. And it, fortunately, at least we have a we have an opportunity to vote for either Vinny the Enforcer or Luigi the Enforcer. You know, or
But
Vinny or Vito or however you want to look at it.
We have the opportunity to vote for him. We have the opportunity to put our mark on the ballot.
Yeah.
But do we really? You know, look at the grassroots support Ron Paul has gotten.
Right.
You know, and it's so much of it. I mean, the whole system, everything from the media blacking him out, giving him 7 minutes of the debates. Now, we can argue here, you know, about that, whether whatever. But the whole, the taken as a whole, it really reminds me of the Stalin's comment, you know, about who counts the votes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's not just, you know, who counts the ballots, but, you know, who counts, you know, who controls the flow of information? Who controls how we
think?
So
how
think,
do we,
you know?
How do we change this? How do we, you know, at what level?
I think it's at the totally local individual level, you know, and it has to do with you know, if you have some money, put it in your locally owned bank, you know. And again, I'm getting this from Catherine Austin Fitz.
If
too.
You even want to use banks.
If you want to use banks, right. If you, you know, if you want to put your money in a bank, go to the bank that's owned by, you know, the local bank, not the multinational bank or the national bank. Go to the local bank. I'll put it there. If you want to make some investments, do it locally. Buy local land, you know.
Yeah.
And live your life in a way, you know, as close as possible matches the non-initiation of force principle in every daily, little daily things. You know, be a good neighbor, you know.
So in other words, if you want to change the world, change yourself first.
Yeah, be the change you want to see in the world. You know,
be
Gandhi.
The change you want to see in the world. Okay, well, you know, we'll all try and do that. Anyway, we've got a break coming up here. We'll be back for our last segment here, folks, so don't go away. Here on the American Awakening. We'll be back in 3.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my 3 little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tim Wingate sitting in for Michael Herzog. I want to remind you of Michael's website,
www.theamericanawakening.org. If you go there, you will find out what's going on with him. And to remind you, next Monday, the 11th, Jack and Margie Flynn are going to be on Michael's show. So you definitely want to tune in for that. John, we got a caller on the line. You want to take a call? John?
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, you want to take a call?
Yeah, sure, we'll take a call.
Okay.
Sure.
Hey, Richard from Alabama. How are you doing, Richard? What's new?
I heard you say that Ron Paul does not mince words and he doesn't water down his message. And I know he does when it comes to 9/11. He says the Arabs hijacked airliners because we provoked them. He waters it down.
Well, you know, here's...
I don't understand how that's watering...
Well, because you have the whole 9/11 truth movement out there that has alternative views as to what's happened, and they have, and I'm not saying they're not right. What I'm saying is that nothing has been empirically proven.
Well, he does water it down. You have to admit that, don't you?
With the 9/11? No.
Yeah, he waters it down, doesn't he?
He speaks honestly. He simply says he doesn't know.
Oh, now.
He doesn't know. You can look at it that way.
He knows better than Arabs with box cutters. He knows better than that.
Well, yeah, I don't. I don't know that. No, I've read all that stuff. I've been in the middle of the 9/11 truth movement. I know what the theories are, but at this point, they're just theories. Nothing has been empirically proven. Now, I agree that those 19 people, some of those people are alive living elsewhere. So we know that the official story is bogus. And Ron Paul basically has said he doesn't completely agree with or know even what the official story is. Or, I mean, doesn't agree with the official story. But he's being honest and saying he doesn't really know. None of us really know. You can tell me what you believe, Richard. But you can't tell me that that's true, that you know empirically that it's absolutely true. You can tell me that you believe that it's true.
Well, now, you're missing words.
No, I'm not. I'm talking...
You're watering it down.
No, I'm not watering anything down. It's like, okay, let me ask you this, Richard. Does an atheist not believe in God? Or does an atheist believe that God does not exist?
I don't quite get that.
Well, then see, this is part of the ongoing problem, is that if we don't understand the English language, and if we don't understand language and its use, then we are going to have a very difficult time communicating with each other, especially when we're dealing with things that are very specific. And when you say that an atheist doesn't believe in God, that's not a true statement. An atheist believes that God does not exist. And it's very important, and especially when you're dealing with politics, and most of these, you know, these anal orifices that are in politics are lawyers. And lawyers are great word crunchers, as far as that goes. Anyway, thanks for the call, Richard. We got to go. John, I want to thank you so much for
jumping in
with me. We'll do this another time, because I want to get into religion and belief systems.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah. That'd be fun.
We'd like to do that some other time, and maybe we'll do it on Seize Liberty. So, folks, remember, tomorrow, noon to 2, Seize Liberty with yours truly, Tim Wingate and Fred Smart. We'll be talking about some of these issues. And the second hour, we're going to try and get into some specific things that you can do to seize liberty, some practical application. So, folks, we'll be back. Make sure to tune in next week for Michael's show. And thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Carpe Libertas, seize liberty. Go to hempusa.org. Check out their products there. I can testify to them. Thanks a lot for listening, folks. We'll see you again. Bye-bye.